Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is preparing a bride unto Himself that's going to be without spot or wrinkle, and one day we will be with our Lord for all eternity. So what I'd like to talk about today is the prophetic bride of Christ. And as I delved into this, I just saw things that really excited me about here we are in the last days and just all that is going on to prepare the bride of Christ. It says in Isaiah 62:5, "For as a young man married a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee." Now I tell you, that's an exciting thought to think about, God rejoicing over us. Hallelujah. You know, we are always rejoicing over our Father God. We know that the angels rejoiced when we came into the fold and we accepted the Savior as our Lord, and hallelujah, and we rejoiced, hallelujah, but oh, He rejoices over us. It says in Isaiah 61:10, I just love this one, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God." Why? "For He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels." Oh, I tell you, it's an exciting thing to know that the Lord is preparing us for all eternity. We know that one day there's going to be what they call the wedding supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And two people get married here on earth, they have a reception that follows. Amen. It's like the wedding supper, and all the guests that are invited, are they all come together, and oh, hallelujah. And in this case, the Lord, He clothes us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He clothes us with the garments of salvation and the robe of righteousness. I tell you what, that's real royalty. In fact, we are royalty, the Scripture tells us. Hallelujah. I believe it's in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Taking a chance on that one. Hallelujah. We're a chosen people. Amen. We're a royal nation. Hallelujah. And I'm just so excited about being that. And John, chapter 3, verse 27 to 29, John the Baptist, he answered and said this, "A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven." Hallelujah. So this opportunity has to come from heaven. And he says, "You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him." And then he said this in John 3:29, "He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, he rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled." Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, no wonder Jesus talked about John the Baptist, saying that there is none greater. He's like the one that stands alongside of the bridegroom. Amen. Concerning the bride. Hallelujah. Which in this case is us. The Scripture tells us about this awesome bride that's going to be presented before the Lord in Revelation 21:2-7. And this is not John the Baptist, but the Apostle John. And he said, "I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God." And you know what He's going to do? He shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Amen.
"And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain." Hey, did you hear that? No more pain. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, this world, there's a lot of pain in this world. But
right.
Man, I tell you what, there's going to be a place one day where there's going to be no more pain. That means there's going to be no more need for medicine. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It says, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that cometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Now those are exciting words. But again, we're talking about the bride of Christ. And we're talking about you. If you are a believer today, you are that bride. Hallelujah. You are that bride. Amen. As Paul said in Philippians 1:6, he that began a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He began a perfect work in you. Amen. And did you not know that you are being prepared for all eternity? Corinthians 6:19-20 says, what? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. What were we bought with? We were bought with the precious blood that was shed. Yes, the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The precious blood by which we receive forgiveness of our sins. The precious blood that has brought healing as a result of those sins. Hallelujah. And that perfect healing will take place. Amen. When we are with him for all eternity. Amen. Where death is no longer experienced. Oh, that's exciting. You were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hallelujah. We belong to him is what he's saying. You know, there was prophecy. Amen. In the Old Testament concerning the eternal bride of Christ. I'd like to read just a little bit of that out of Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. And it says, and it shall come to pass that in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. Amen. The mountain of the Lord's house. Hallelujah. And that mountain can also be looked at as like a kingdom. That mountain. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. As a government. Amen. Hallelujah. A government that's above all other governments. Hallelujah. But the Lord has established it'll come in the last days and it'll rise to the top. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Well, I tell you what, Jesus wanted some of his disciples to experience life at the top. He wanted his disciples to show unto them what it's like at the top. And so we see in Mark chapter 9, 1 through 4, remember the mountain of transfiguration? Now remember that word transfiguration. Hallelujah. That has to do with being changed or transformed. And for every Christian, that should trigger something because you know that we're taught that in the Word of God. Be not conformed to this word. I think it says in Romans chapter 12, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, if you're saying hallelujah because your mind is being transformed now, wait until you get in heaven when you have that perfect mind, hallelujah, that has no limitations. Woo, hallelujah. It says right here in Mark 9:1, it says, he said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death until they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. Now listen to this. After 6 days, that's what the scripture says. And after 6 days, what do we know about a day? A day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. I believe that we were even seeing here Jesus speaking prophetically. Of course, every time he spoke, it was always prophetically. Glory to God. After 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter, James, and John, and he leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and you know what happened? He was transfigured before them. See, there was a change there. His raiment became shining, exceedingly white as snow, so as that no fuller on earth can white them. In other words, what do we know about the type of fullers that we have today? There it was talking about a fuller soap, something that would bleach, something that would whiten. He was saying that, man, the change that took place on our Lord Jesus Christ was greater than anything we ever knew here on this earth. And it says, there appeared unto them Elias with Moses. And what do we know about Elias, which is Elijah with Moses? That they're those last day witnesses, like John the Baptist was in the beginning. John the Baptist was a witness. Well, in these last days, as the scripture tells us, there's going to be two witnesses that are going to rise up. Amen. Hallelujah. That are going to witness. They saw Elijah and Moses talking with Jesus. And I believe these are the same two that Zechariah 4:14 talks about when it says, then he said, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Hallelujah. And we know that in the last days there's going to be two witnesses speaking, hallelujah, and doing some great and mighty things. You can read that in the scriptures of what they're going to do in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. And I think it's in chapter 11. Anyway, Micah chapter 4 verse 1, very similar scripture to Isaiah chapter 2:2, saying the same things. He says, but in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountain, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow into it. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Oh, hallelujah. There's a lot of nations that are learning war these days. It's exciting to know that one day these nations are not going to learn war anymore. But we know that they're going to continue to learn war. We know that the Bible talks about it in Revelation, I believe it's in 16, where it talks about the Battle of Armageddon, which is like the great world war that's going to take place, and the nations are going to surround Jerusalem and Valley of Megiddo, and it's going to be a terrible time. But he goes on to say in his prophecy in Micah chapter 4:4, but they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk, every one, in the name of his God. And we're seeing that today. Everybody's following their own God, but it says, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. You know, oh yes, God has allowed all these nations, these mountains, if you will, follow after their own God. But it's not going to be forever. Oh, hallelujah. We'll walk in the name of our Lord God forever. Anyway, what kind of a bride is it? The scripture tells us that the bride of Christ is a spirit-filled bride. That's what sets it apart from all the others. Hallelujah. A spirit-filled, amen, a spirit-filled bride. Acts 2:17 and 18 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants, and on my handmaidens. Who is he talking about? He's talking about his bride. He says, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Says in Zechariah 4:6. Hallelujah. And he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. This is why this mountain is above all other mountains, because it's only because of the Spirit of God, Almighty God, hallelujah, that has filled his people, hallelujah, is the only reason why it rises above all the others. There's something different about it. It has a different spirit about it, hallelujah. Well, let's read what it says in Revelation 19, 5 through 10. It talks about the bride. It says, a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, a voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The Lord all-powerful, he reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Hallelujah. Oh, if you're a child of God today, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Are you preparing for the coming of your Savior? Are you preparing for the coming of the bridegroom? Are you preparing yourself for Jesus? It says in Revelation 19:8, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. That's how you prepare yourself, child of God. He calls you a saint because you've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. That's how you prepare yourself, that you cleanse yourself of every wicked way. Hallelujah. That you set it aside, you turn away from all that which was in your life before you came to Jesus, and Jesus came to you. Hallelujah. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Yes. And he saith to me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not, I am a fellow servant. We know that this voice that was speaking was probably a voice of an angel. He says, I'm a fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. But what did he say? He said, worship God. Worship God. What are they telling us from heaven here? That voice is saying, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Oh, you continue to testify about your Lord Jesus and what he's doing for you. The spirit of prophecy is upon you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And that's why I call this message the prophetic bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Because every child of God should be able to prophesy. Oh, hallelujah. Just as the scripture says, because the spirit of God is poured out upon those that have accepted what Jesus has done for them. They have believed, hallelujah, and they have confessed him as their Lord, hallelujah. You know, only the true bride of Christ can speak of Jesus Christ correctly, because the spirit of life that is in Christ has changed the true bride of Christ, hallelujah. It says in Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Oh, you can only get that from Jesus. It says in Romans 8:9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You're not considered the bride of Christ if you don't have the Spirit, is what he's saying here. And in Romans 8:11, but if the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead guess what? It's going to quicken your mortal body by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. That quicken means it shall vitalize. It shall make alive. It shall give life. Just as Jesus said, He says, I shall give you life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. That's His promise. What did Jesus tell the woman at the well? Jesus was speaking to her and talking to her of these things and talking to her about what it is to receive of the Spirit. He says in John 4:23, He says, but the hour cometh. And guess what? He says, and it now is, that when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The woman said, hey, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ, and when He's come, He's going to tell us all these things. And Jesus said, I that speak unto thee am He. I am the Messiah. Oh, hallelujah. You know, it's the Father's will that none would perish. What do we talk about? Whether you're red or yellow, you're black or white, brown or even purple, God's will is that you would not perish. Every person that has been created in this world has been created in the image of God. Hallelujah. Every person. But God gives us that choice of choosing Him. But you know, it's sad to say, most people reject the bridegroom's call to come. Amen. Most people will reject the call to come to Jesus. And that's sad. It doesn't have to be that way for you, the listener, but sad to say, so many do. It says in Revelation 22:10, though, He saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, because the time is at hand. That means the revelation has not been totally fulfilled yet. And so it's still an open book. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega. See, this is Jesus speaking. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Those are on the outside. They are those that never repent. They are those that have chosen their pathway. But I, Jesus, I have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth, what are they saying in these last days? If you've got an ear to hear, they're saying to you, come. Let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man take away the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. He that testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Jesus is saying, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. It says in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. John 10:27-28 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I finish this message to share with you that, you know, in the last days, Satan has his bride too. And the scripture talks a lot about this bride, but I'm going to choose one scripture today out of 2 Peter 3:3. And let's find out a little characteristic about Satan's bride in the last days. 2 Peter 3:3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. That's the bride of Satan. Scoffers walking after their own lusts, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of. That's a description of the bride of Satan. They were willingly ignorant of that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. That's interesting. Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, the scripture says, perished. Remember that judgment by water, which the whole world was covered with water in the days of Noah? But now it says, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, okay, the same word that spoke that water judgment, are kept in store, reserved unto fire. What kind of judgment is going to come in these last days? Fire. Fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But you know what? The Lord's going to come, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise. See, it's going to happen quickly. Remember how that flood came and you read it in the scriptures? Well, the fire is going to come too, and it's going to come quickly. A great noise. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are also therein, they're going to all be burned up. Instead of all washed up, they're all going to be burned up. It says in 2 Peter 3:13, nevertheless, we, who is we? The bride of Christ. Not the bride of Satan, but the bride of Christ. According to his promise, we look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen.
Amen. I hope you listened closely to what Pastor Ralston had to say and learned a lot from it. Would you support this audio being available to many others around the world? If so, send your love gift to Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, that's Lyle, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. And may God bless you real good. Maranatha, my friends.